I've been reading an article today. I was doing a little bit of research working from home, and as I tend to do, I got really sidetracked and I've fallen down a rabbit hole. So I figured let's go for some hysterical academic literature. This is in the tradition of hysterical literature, I've got my Hitachi. So I'm going to start reading. I don't know if I'll make any sense. The article is called Somatosensory Pleasure Circuit from Skin to Brain and Back. And the authors are Donna M. Lloyd, Francis P. McGlone, and Jill Yusipovich. Okay. Neurophysiological systems mediating effective touch. The role of CT afferents. Light touch sensitive C fibers, also known as C low threshold mechanosensitive nerves, or CLTM, were first discovered in rodents in 1939 by Zotterman. The recent discovery of a similar class of unmyelinated mechanosensitive nerve fibers innervating human skin, called C tactile afferents, CT, that respond optimally to gentle stroking touch, raises the intriguing possibility that this as yet not fully characterized system of nerves may well interact with a more known functional properties of itch and pain nerves, that is, C fibers. Recent evidence shows that this is the case, at least for pain. While Seal et al. Have proposed that inflammation or trauma may change the sensation conveyed by CTs from gentle touch to pain. CTs are a separate class to those sensing pain and itch, and are hypothesized to provide the neurobiological substrate for affiliative or affective touch. Microneurography studies show that the preferred stimulus for CTs is slow and gentle stroking across their receptive field at approximately 5 centimeters per second, and at this same stroking velocity leads to the highest pleasantness ratings during psychophysical studies. It is of interest here that CTs have not been found in glabrous skin. That's skin that's not hairy. They project to limbic cortex, including orbitofrontal cortex, or OFC, and posterior insula, supporting their function in conveying the affiliative or rewarding aspects of gentle touch. And that's otherwise known as the affective touch hypothesis, and promoting emotional, hormonal, and behavioral responses during intra and interactive tactile behaviors such as nurturing and grooming. Genetic visualization studies in mice have identified CLTMs that also detect massage-like stroking of hairy skin in vivo. The functional characterization of these neurons in humans opens the way to identifying the molecular transduction mechanism. And higher order circuitry that are engaged to produce a positive affective state. Setting. Behavioral and neuroimaging studies investigating affective touch. Myelinated A beta and A delta afferents provide rapid information about the location of skin contact. And a variety of stimulus parameters have been investigated for the discriminative property of touch, including velocity, indenting force, texture, and threshold detection of light touch and vibration. However, the quantitative assessment of effective touch has been relatively understudied. It has been known for well over 100 years that materials that are soft and smooth are rated as pleasant, and those that are stiff or rough as unpleasant. More recently, Essick et al. Demonstrated that valid and reliable unpleasant and pleasantness ratings could be made by different textures, that is velvet, cotton, or plastic mesh, using using computer controlled tactile stimulation devices. I gotta lie down. Okay, I don't think I'm going to get too far along in this article. As dry as the material is, I am not. Okay. Unsurprisingly, velvet and cotton produce higher pleasantness ratings than mesh, with light force velocities of 5 centimeters per second perceived as more pleasant than faster or slower ones. Furthermore, pleasant stimuli moved over hairy skin had a higher rating than the same stimulus moved over glabrous skin, which is consistent with CTs only being present in hairy skin. The affective response to the same stimulus also vary for different body sites, with facial sites having the strongest affective response. Further studies confirmed the heterogeneity of ratings of pleasant touch, which is inferred to correlate with the innervation density of CTs to these body sites. To gain better insight into the phenomenological perceptual experiences of pleasant touch, Guest et al. Used a qualitative approach
Ah, to develop a touch lexicon. That is a comprehensive language. Ah, to describe the experience of touch based on the same method that's used for the McGill Pain Questionnaire. There are. Oh, fuck. I need a little more lube. The result showed that the tactile emotional response was made up of pleasure, arousal, and dominance, and that these traits have also been identified in other literature and seem to be universal terms relating generally to comfort. They also found increased intensities of sensory and emotional responses. Were reported when participants passively versus actively receive stimuli consistent with sensory attenuation, as suggested by the forward modeling hypothesis. With increased emotional, that is, comfort and arousal scores reported at the forearm versus the finger pad, again consistent with the activation of the CTs. Other studies have shown activation of pregenual ACC in addition to OFC to pleasant touch in this region has also been shown to be modulated by the cognitive component of a stimulus using word labels to indicate pleasantness or richness of a cream applied to the skin. Outside of the prefrontal cortex, posterior insula activity driven by CT input has been shown to respond preferentially to affective touch related to nurturing and grooming, providing further evidence for a pleasant touch brain matrix. Okay, I need some lube. Oh, far out. Okay. I'm doing very well. I'm not retaining much knowledge, but I'm fucking sure, feels good. All right. Oh, let's go. The benefits, oh, sorry. The beneficial effects of interpersonal touch on health and well-being have been known for thousands of years. See Hippocrates 460 to 377 BC. Skin-to-skin contact between individuals is often. Oh my God! Is often highly pleasurable, conveying important social and affiliative signals in humans and other primates. Interpersonal touch is also critical in physical and cognitive development, as demonstrated by the controversial studies of Harlow, where an infant money reared in captivity chose the warm, soft surrogate that did not deliver food over the cold wireframe surrogate that did. At the receptor level during self-touch, touching and touched body site both convey sensory information to the toucher's brain. Where? Oh, God. Where an efferent copy mechanism, an internal copy of the sensation and movement, predicts the outcome of self-touch and attenuates its sensory consequences. Hence, why we cannot tickle ourselves. This is in contrast to the other touch, where only a single body site conveys sensory information. Therefore, the magnitude of sensation should decrease for self-touch. Ah, but does pleasantness, I guess, at all measure the sensory and affective judgments of skin during inter, i.e. the skin of another individual versus intra, i.e. one's own skin, personal touch. Fuck. Participants rated their own skin and another's on four perceptual dimensions. Smoothness, softness, stickiness, and effectiveness. Fuck. Ratings of own skin are less pleasant than ratings of other skins that... Oh, fuck. Ratings of own skin are less pleasant than ratings of other skin, suggesting that individuals are likely to rate another person's skin as more pleasant than their own during brief interpersonal encounters. Affective touch is therefore more important for the recipient of another's touch, and a mechanism of learned innate preference to touch, affective. My touch felt pretty good to me. Good.